It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, something totally different. And Lillian, thank you for bringing this to our attention, because I can never remember this happening before. And if anyone else has experienced it, they can let us know. Lillian, this started when you went to pay your television license. Morning.
Good morning, PJ. PJ, I did. I paid my TV license on the 25th of March this year.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's great, it's covered. Now, I will tell you, I didn't pay it last year. I couldn't afford it. But I paid it this year on the 25th of March. And this morning, the post came, and it was from the TV license to say my license has expired.
Right.
So, thinking that I paid it on the 25th of March this year, that I was covered, I gave them a ring and I said it must be a mistake, and they told me it's not, that it was in arrears, that when I paid it on the 25th of March this year, that was for last year, and now I owe for this year.
And when you paid it on the 25th of March, was there any indication that it was in arrears, or that it was to make up in arrears or anything?
No, there was nothing on the letter. I even tried to look for the letter there now a while ago and I couldn't find it. But no, there was nothing. It just said, you know, you have to pay your TV license, that there was an inspector called to the house, but there was no one present.
Uh-huh.
But it was visible that I had a TV license. That I had a TV on the premises.
Did you pay it in the post office or did you pay it online?
I paid it in the post office.
Not that it's their job to do it, but no one said to you, come here, that might be in arrears.
No one said it at all. But I was confidently, you know, thinking paying it, that it was done for the year.
Sure, of course. This is a bit like car tax. That if you're,
it is.
Yeah.
Do you know what, with car tax, you know, that if you don't pay it on time, you know that you have to pay your arrears.
Yeah.
A month or whatever. But with the TV license, I actually thought, okay, it's paid now, so I have the year. And I started collecting the stamps for next year.
When
I rang them this morning and spoke about it, they said, no, you paid it on the 25th of March, which covered last year. You're in arrears. So now you owe for this year.
Now, I'm sure people will say, Lillian, yeah, you didn't pay last year, so you have to pay for last year.
And I understand that.
But you should have been told, and I've never, I put my hand up here, I've never heard of this happening before for anyone.
I haven't either. And you know what? The way things are, people are struggling to pay their bills and whatever. And if they are gone a year or two, like myself, being a year out without paying it, they're going to, and they pay it, say, next week or whatever, they still owe another year and they owe for this year.
Well, as we'd say in Coogan Towers, when a bill like this came in, I won't exactly be rushing up the road now to throw my money over the counter.
No. No. Now that I have paid it, as I thought, I still owe them 160, so I will have to pay it. But I've collected some stamps.
Yeah.
That'll help. But
hold on till you have enough stamps.
Back to the door now, because I have an underage daughter here, and she wouldn't answer the door to a stranger anyway.
Are you afraid the license inspector will come back?
But I'd say they will do. And that's the reason I paid it kind of the last time, because I said they came to my premises, there was no one answered, but they could see visible that I had a TV. And I thought, okay, I need to pay this.
Lillian, it's a new one on me that you can be in arrears on your television license. Maybe we're the ones who missed the boat. I don't know, but if anyone else has heard of this, they can give me a call. Lillian, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Thank you, PJ.
You're welcome. There's a thing. Did anybody ever hear of that happening before? Has that ever happened to you before in the last couple of months? I think it seems to be that since the whole Tubridy thing broke last summer and the whole RTE expenses scandal and flip-flop gate and all those other things, so many people said, I'm not paying my television license. And you remember at one point I was reading out a statistic last autumn or thereabouts that there was a huge drop in the number of people paying their licenses. Have they introduced this now, since that, to get back last year's money that you didn't pay them? Because to remind you, we'll podcast that afterwards, but to remind you what Lillian did, she didn't have the money last year to pay her television license. So she went down in March to pay it, and she paid it, and she thought she's covered now. And now she finds that that was back payment for last year. And now they want another 160 offer for this year. Emma says, I paid mine a few months back. They only took for 1 year, even though I hadn't paid the year before, as I forgot. So it must be a recent thing. Oh, we think it is, because I've never, ever heard of it happening before.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.